Oldies 96.7 News presents the Kawartha TV and Stereo Women of Influence.
Hello, this is Jordan Mercier of Oldies 96.7. We are highlighting our top women of influence in the Peterborough area, and right now we want to tell you the story of Sandra Duick. Sandra is the policy analyst with the Greater Peterborough Chamber of Commerce, and prior to that was a news director at Durham Radio based in Oshawa. She is in studio with us now. Sandra, thank you so much for coming in today. Really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Glad to join you.
So originally you go into media and then you make the transition and come to Peterborough to work at the Chamber of Commerce. Maybe tell me a little bit about the background as to why that felt like the best jump for you at the time.
I think for me it was an easy transition. I am all about process, and so being a policy analyst is digging into process and figuring out how things work and figuring out where you can suggest changes. And so I found throughout my media career that's where I really enjoyed kind of tinkering with the process.
You're somebody who's originally from out in Saskatchewan, right?
No, I grew up in Caledon, and then I worked for 5 years out in Alberta, in Cold Lake, Alberta, and Lethbridge, Alberta, and then made the move back to Ontario.
Oh, great. So when you made the move to come to Peterborough, what was it like when you first got here? How long do you feel like it took you to kind of get your feet wet?
I had the advantage of my husband Jeff working in Peterborough for almost a decade before I came. So I was very familiar with Peterborough. So it really felt like a second home and a homecoming, because it was really where we wanted to be.
What has been one of the biggest challenges for you working in your particular field?
Just getting a grasp, because I deal at all levels of government, it's really just kind of feeling like you have a grasp of what's going on all the time. So again, a very similar trait to what we would have used in media and the reporting world and that sort of thing. Having that kind of bird's eye view of what I need to know at any given time, and then really knowing where to go to get answers for businesses.
We're chatting with Sandra Duick. She's one of our women of influence in the Peterborough area on Oldies 96.7. For those out there who hear the phrase policy analyst, I know we've talked about this before, but maybe just share some of the stuff that you're responsible for.
So I'm essentially responsible for all of the advocacy work that the Chamber of Commerce does and brings forward. So speaking to city council, county council, provincial government, federal government, we have a policy resolution process that we must go through the chamber network at the Ontario and Canadian chamber levels. So I'm also responsible for researching and developing those position papers that make recommendations to those particular governments.
What advice would you have for women just starting out in, you know, whether it be your industry, whether it be the media industry? Is there one thing that you kind of would want to pass on?
I would say that just go and do what you want to do. Just do it. Look for ways to accomplish your goals. I was very lucky, have a great mentor in my boss, Stuart Harrison, who really pushed me forward and allowed me to be front and center. And so if you do get those opportunities, take advantage of them. You know, I would say one of the best things I ever heard, and it was from Erica Cherney, and it was with regards to being on boards of directors, which I'm on a couple of boards of directors here in town. She said that if people are asking you to be on a board of directors, they're asking because of who you are. So don't stop being who you are. So I think that was really important, and when I heard that, it gave me the confidence to speak up, to talk, to continually push the message that I needed to get forward for businesses in my job and then in my non-job life as well.
Fantastic advice right there. What are some of the accomplishments you're most proud of so far?
Wow, that's a tough one.
Besides being named in Oldies 96.7 Women of Influence.
You know, that ranks up there. I think, you know, it really, I received the Canadian Chamber Executives of Canada Staff Person of the Year Award a couple of years ago. And I think, you know, that really was wonderful because I was new to the field, the second policy person to claim that award. And so that felt really special, and it's voted on by peers in that network. So that was a great accomplishment for me. You know, family's a good one. We have three wonderful children, and, you know, just being part of this community and the opportunities that we have here in Peterborough that we can take advantage of, I feel like it's a really special place.
A lot of young women have to go through the balancing act of perhaps putting their career on hold in order to have a family, and it's changing a little bit, and more men are probably becoming a little bit more of the norm for men to kind of pay attention a little bit more to paternity leave and maternity leave. But was that a big challenge throughout your career?
Well, we did have three children, so three maternity leaves. You know, and I think it's interesting. It's kind of like that was the time that I dedicated to it. So I viewed it as a time that I was going to do that. And now that we're past that, it's, you know, I'm in a space where I'm able to have that work life. And I'm going to say not balance, but it's more, and it really is more of an integration. And I think that phrase is coming out more. It's been talked a little bit more in our circles. But I think, you know, take the time. I took the time for the, you know, we had the year, so I took the year. And, you know, it really allowed for a little bit of soul searching. What do I like? What don't I like? You know, and I found that I really do like working. So, you know, being able to find that balance is extremely important for anyone.
What does the future hold for Sandra Duick? Do you have any other ambitions? Are you comfortable with what you're doing?
I really like what I'm doing right now. And it, you know, I don't, you know, so I'm trying to be even better at that and seeing what I can accomplish, because I really feel like I'm in a space where I can accomplish things for our community, in our community, through the business community. I like the connections that I have with all levels of government. So, you know, I'm really in a sweet spot right now. So that's, I'm happy right now, and I don't want to jinx it. But then again, you never know, right?
Well, we're happy to have you in studio. Sandra Duick, thank you so much for coming in and sharing it. And thank you for being a woman of influence in the community.
No problem.
That is the story of Sandra Duick, Oldies 96.7, Women of Influence.